Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 26 of your new life. Our title today is The Savior Behind the Shadow. Brian Harbour said, "Rituals are the shadow. The relationship with Christ is the reality." Our text today is Colossians 2, verse 17. It reads, "These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." The words of John Phillips give a great introduction to our scripture for today. Paul has a ready reason for discarding days and diets as having anything to do with vital Christianity. "They are only a shadow of things to come," he says, "but the body is of Christ." There is all of the difference in the world between a man and his shadow. Judaism was a religion of shadows. The substance of those shadows is Christ. How silly to go back to the shadows of Christ revealed in the Old Testament types and rituals when we now have Him. Warren Wiersbe adds the following to this discussion on shadows and substance. "The law is but a shadow, but in Christ we have the reality, the substance. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, as seen in Hebrews 10:1. Why go back into shadows when we have the reality in Jesus Christ? This is like trying to hug a shadow when the reality is at hand. People who religiously observe diets and days give an outward semblance of spirituality, but these practices cannot change their hearts. Legalism is a popular thing because you can measure your spiritual life and even brag about it, but this is a far cry from measuring up to Christ." All this discussion on shadows reminds me of how Jesus, the Son of God, shines on us to make a difference in our lives and through our lives. This is what missional living is all about. Let's take this analogy of the substance and shadows a step deeper. Where the sun is determines where the shadow will be. Likewise, where the Son of God is in your life determines where the shadows fall. The substance is the reality. The shadow is the reflection. The size of the substance and its impact on the object determines the size of the shadow. Where you and I stand in relation to Christ will directly determine the size of the shadow we cast for Him. We can make no difference in this world if we don't have the light of Christ. However, by living on mission, we can cast a significant shadow so the world can see the size of the Son of God. Consider these questions. In what ways is the Son of God shining directly on your life and through your life to impact others? What needs to change so that you are lined up with Jesus so that others see the substance and size of Jesus Christ? Every time you see your shadow, remember that God created you to give Him glory. Pray for His light on your life to make an eternal difference for Him. Pray with me now. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to walk in your light. We do pray that our lives would be dedicated fully to your mission. In your name we pray. Amen.